This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
For the best way to fall asleep with Nightfalls, you can now become a premium supporter. Enjoy the entire back catalogue of Nightfalls classics, all with a rich, immersive, and totally ad-free experience. If you love falling asleep to Nightfalls, Nightfalls Premium will elevate your sleep while helping to support myself and the team. We love creating Nightfalls, but without supporters, it wouldn't be possible. Join Nightfalls Premium today in just two taps on both Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link found in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your sleep will thank you for it, and so will I.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If you've been feeling overwhelmed with anxiety lately, try listening to a guided meditation on the Meditation for Anxiety podcast. Meditation is a proven, natural way to help you calm down and dissolve stress so you can feel lighter and happier. So subscribe for free today to the Meditation for Anxiety podcast by searching for Meditation for Anxiety on your favorite podcast player.
It's time for your exclusive preview of tonight's bonus episode. So, lay back, relax, and hear what's beyond the ancient pines of Nightfalls Premium. To listen to the episode in full, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, follow the Supercast link in the show notes. The illustrator gazed out of the window and into the abyss of land beyond. The train chugged along with a rhythmic beat, and you could faintly hear the whistling of steam outside the carriage window. With his sketch pad on his lap and a sharpened pencil in hand, he found himself stuck with his hand poised above the page. He didn't know where to start. He had been drawing with abandon for as long as he could remember. But now that he rode the train towards his new life, towards the dream he had longed for so long, he faltered. Suddenly it felt like everything rested on how good his next drawing would be. The illustrator turned his attention to the inside of the train carriage. A piece of light jazz music played on the radio, providing a gentle backdrop to the scene around him. Large glass windows lined both sides of the narrow train carriage. The walls were plastered in striped wallpaper and firm, upholstered benches stretched up both sides of the carriage, leaving a walkway down the middle. Some passengers had a table to rest on, but the illustrator wasn't quite so lucky. Instead, he had to do his work on his lap. Every seat had a passenger sitting on it. There wasn't a single space spare. There was a light amount of chatter between passengers traveling together, but the majority of passengers traveled in silence, opting to read their newspapers, listen to the radio, and sleep. He hadn't been able to afford a first-class ticket, and a part of him felt envious of the opulent luxury that the first-class passengers would be enjoying right now. He imagined the comfortable armchairs that they would be sitting in. He longed to indulge in the delicious food and make the most of the bar full of whiskies and cocktails that was situated at the end of the carriage. They would have their own solitary seats by the window and plenty of legroom to stretch out and recline in. Several days spent on a train was a tough journey to push through, unless you were travelling in first class. However, the illustrator shook himself and reminded himself that things could be worse. He could be travelling in third class, which was a journey nobody wanted to make if they could help it. At least he had his own upholstered seat and large windows to look out of. He had packed himself a bag of food to eat over the course of the three-day journey and had a few dollars in his pocket if he needed to purchase anything extra. In many regards, he was very fortunate and had a semi-pleasant journey ahead of him. He intended to spend the three-day journey designing drawings and characters that would inspire those he met in Hollywood, but, irritatingly, he lacked inspiration today. To enjoy the complete bedtime story and my entire back catalogue, join Nightfalls Premium today. You can subscribe in just two taps on Apple Podcasts or via the Supercast link in the show notes for all other podcast players. Your support really makes a difference. Thank you.